Today is the 26th of February, 2024. Welcome to Walking the Way. My name is Ray. I want to say a big thank you to everyone for listening in as we continue to share in a regular rhythm of worship and devotion together. If you're joining us for the very first time, let me say thank you and welcome. Each episode follows a really simple pattern. It's a mixture of prayer, scripture, and music. It's easy to pick up as we go along. Don't forget, there is the Walking the Way prayer book and today's script, which you can download. And if you'd like support Walking the Way or you simply want more information, please head to rayborrett.co.uk or you can follow the links in the episode notes. We always start each leg of Walking the Way with our opening prayer. So let's still our hearts. Let's come before God. Let's pray. Loving God, you surround the whole world with your most merciful love, and you want none of us to perish. So today I would call down your blessing upon all who are striving to make this world a better place. I pray, God, especially for those who are valiant for truth, for those who are working for a purer and a juster society, for those who are working for peace between the nations, for those who are engaged in healing disease, those who are engaged in the relief of poverty, those who are out there rescuing the fallen, those who are working towards the restoration of the broken unity of your holy church, those who preach the gospel, those who bear the witness to Christ in foreign lands, those who suffer for the sake of your gospel and for righteousness. Cast down, Lord, all the forces of darkness, cruelty, and wrong. Defeat all the selfish and worldly schemes. And bless and grow all that has grown among us in the Spirit of Christ and is carried out in the honor of his name. Amen. 1 Samuel 27, verse 1. David said in his heart, "I shall certainly perish one day by the hand of Saul. There is nothing better for me than to escape to the land of the Philistines. Then Saul will despair of seeking me any longer without the borders of Israel, and I shall escape out of his hand." In our reading today, David has had enough. He has simply had enough. He's decided to leave Israel and decided to go live in the land of the Philistines. And to be honest, I don't blame him. I really don't. But to put this in context, this would have been a big no-no at the time, because Israelites were meant to keep themselves separate from the nations around them. So things must have been really bad for faithful David to leave Israel. But he was, in essence, running for his life. And I wonder how many of us have had to step away from a situation because of the toll it's taking on us. Ecclesiastes is not a fun book to read, but it does speak very profoundly to everybody's experiences. And one of my favorite parts of Ecclesiastes is chapter 3. And in chapter 3, it talks about the cycles of life. Verse 1 says, "For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven." And it's in those cycles of life that we find ourselves. But verse 6 particularly says, "A time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away." And sometimes there is a time to walk away. Even Jesus talked about walking away when he describes how disciples were to wipe the dust of his feet off their feet if people did not hear the message. Sometimes we feel we need to stick it out, push through, continue facing the difficulties, and yes, sometimes even the abuse. And yes, there are times when it's worth sticking it out and hanging in there. But God has given us wisdom, and God hasn't said that we need to stick it out until it kills us. Rather, as I said, we are to rely on the wisdom and the Spirit of God to tell us when enough is enough and we need to walk away. Because like David, we recognize that ultimately this is going to kill us. We're going to have our first piece of music just to give us some time to center our thoughts on God. And then we're going to get into our Bible readings for today. And today, we read 1 Samuel chapter 27. Heavenly Father, as we approach your word today, help us to hear it with your wisdom and respond to it with your grace. Amen. Our Bible readings this week are taken from the New Revised Standard Version, and today I'm reading 1 Samuel chapter 27. David said in his heart, "I shall surely perish one day by the hand of Saul. There is nothing better for me than to escape to the land of the Philistines. Then Paul will despair of seeking me any longer within the borders of Israel, and I shall escape out of his hand." So David set out and went over, he and the 600 men who were with him, to King Achish, son of Maoch of Gath. David stayed with Achish at Gath, he and his troops, every man with his household, and David with his two wives, Ahinoam of Jezreel and Abigail of Carmel, Nabal's widow. When Saul was told that David had fled to Gath, he no longer sought for him. Then David said to Achish, "If I have found favor in your sight, let a place be given to me in one of the country towns that I may live there. For why should your servant live in the royal city with you?" So that day Achish gave him Ziklag. Therefore, Ziklag has belonged to the kings of Judah to this day. The length of time that David lived in the country of the Philistines was 1 year and 4 months. Now David and his men went up and made raids on the Geshurites, the Gerzites, and the Amalekites, for these were the landed settlements from Telem on the way to Shur, and on to the land of Egypt. David struck the land, leaving neither man nor woman alive, but took away the sheep, the oxen, the donkeys, the camels, and the clothing, and came back to Achish. When Achish asked, "Against whom have you made a raid today?" David would say, "Against the Negeb of Judah, or against the Negeb of the Jerahmeelites, or against the Negeb of the Kenites." David left neither man nor woman alive to be brought back to Gath, thinking they might tell about us and say, "David has done so and so." Such was his practice all the time he lived in the county of the Philistines. Achish trusted David, thinking, "He has made himself utterly abhorrent to his people Israel. Therefore he shall always be my servant." We're going to have our second piece of music, just to give us some time to think about some of those words that we've read today in our chapter. And after the music, as always, we're going to pray. Thank you. Our prayer today, taken from our Walking the Way prayer book, is a prayer for the various community projects in our communities. Lord, we thank you for saving faith and your promise of eternal life. Make us ever grateful for these blessings and increase our willingness to serve you and to serve our communities as an expression of our witness to your gracious love for all. We pray, Lord, that you would support us with your power as we serve and witness to others. Too often we've missed opportunities to speak for you and to be your hands and feet. Forgive us when we've failed. Help us to see opportunities for service and to give us the courage to speak up. Increase our concerns for the lost and our desire to be servants and witnesses. Strengthen us, Lord, according to our great need. Lord, so often we don't know what to say or do, but you know. We are weak and afraid, but you are strong. Make your love our love, your words our words, and your strength our strength. Help us to serve and speak the right words at the right time. Do the right thing. And with all your children on earth, help us to go out in service to you. In Jesus' name, amen. We say together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us and remain with us now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord today. You've been listening to Walking the Way. All the details for today's episodes can be found in the show notes, including the scripture passages and credits for the prayers. If you'd like to support Walking the Way, and we really would appreciate it if you would, links to our giving page and also to our subscription service is in the episode notes as well. For more information, head to rayborrett.co.uk, or you can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Don't forget, you can also listen to us on TuneIn and Spotify. My name is Ray, and so until next time, I'll be here waiting as we continue walking the way.